Jack Robinson joins us. Good morning, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. He joins us on Fridays to talk business. When we talk about breweries, it's usually about a new brewery opening in Midtown or downtown Sacramento. But this week, one of the city's best-known places announced it's moving out of downtown to Carmichael. What's the story there?
We're talking about River City Brewing Company, which has been in downtown Plaza for more than 20 years, really quite a record. It has to move because of construction at the arena next door, but it's surprising that it doesn't look for another location close to the arena. After all, it's only a year and a half or so before it will open, and that's, you know, a natural fit for the area. But the owners say the new location is cheaper, and they aren't crazy about waiting to get the advantages of being near the arena.
Where exactly is River City Brewing going to end up?
That's the other interesting thing, is it's moving in early summer to a very unusual retail center in Carmichael called Milagro Center. When it opens later this year, the center is supposed to function sort of like a public market with a variety of outlets there. It's a gutsy move by River City Brewing, and they're sort of swimming against the tide. But, you know, if they're right and if Milagro does well, it suggests that we could see a lot of other kinds of these food and drink-centered sort of craft businesses growing up outside the urban core, and that would be a cool thing.
This week, we had another big announcement about public art. It had to do with the selection of works to be installed as part of this McKinley Village development in Sacramento. Is this like the red rabbit at the airport where the city or county is paying the bill?
No, this is a case where the developer has budgeted for the art out of his own pocket as part of the project. Phil Angelides and his partners are spending about $400,000 on art, in particular a large leaf-like sculpture by a local artist. City and county projects typically set aside 2% of their budget for art. That paid for the Red Rabbit, as you mentioned, and was one of the sources of money for the Jeff Koons sculpture at the arena.
Of course, most people tend to like public art, maybe not the artwork itself, but the idea of having art available to everyone. But what's the attraction for developers? I mean, are they trying to make residents feel better about a new project moving into the neighborhood?
It shows goodwill by the developer. But even the most practical developers say public art helps in a very hard-headed business sense. It, you know, makes a shopping center, for example, more of an experience. And that's really the name of the game in retail development these days. Also, of course, it's a major component of the design and the appeal for more edgy sort of urban mixed-use environments like warehoused artist lofts on R Street, which is just packed with art. So, yes. But as you say, of course, everyone's definition of art varies, so that's where it can get interesting.
Sacramento Mayor Kevin Johnson this week offered business leaders a glimpse of a new plan that he has. It's about adding more housing downtown, including some affordable units. How would this affect development?
The mayor's pushing an initiative that would build some 10,000 units downtown. 6,000 of them would be a market rate, presumably apartments we're talking about, and 4,000 for people in middle to lower incomes. He'll need the council's approval, of course, but it's a popular idea. There's a lot of traction now in Sacramento and other cities for increasing affordable housing. You know, the economic resurgence and concern about inequality and gentrification has created a real worry that cities are becoming unaffordable. On the other hand, it's interesting, I didn't really realize this, but Midtown already has a lot of affordable housing, and there's some concern there that maybe that part of the city could use more market rate houses instead.
I heard about a new survey that just came out asking people in the millennial generation what they like and don't like about Sacramento. What were some of the survey results?
This was a pilot study, basically, that asked a small group of people what they thought about downtown Sacramento. It was done by Metro Edge, which is an affiliate of the Metro Chamber. The goal was to sort of shape policies to keep and attract what they call the creative class of young workers. And you know, what those young workers seem to like, of course, is the weather and recreation options. What they don't like is a lack of nightlife, a lack of career opportunities and public transportation. It seems like those are the things that sort of go along with being a bigger city, and that may be the challenge for Sacramento.
That's Jack Robinson, editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
You can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.